Iranians and U.S. consider airstrikes as help to liberate their homeland. Iranian Americans consider U.S. Israeli military action a big step toward freeing their homeland from an oppressive regime, according to those in multiple U.S. states interviewed by the Epoch Times on February 28, hours after the airstrikes on Iran began. This is a mission to liberate 90 million people in Iran, no matter how some media reports might spin it, said Sherry Yadegari, who lives in the Atlanta area. Iranian Americans who spoke with the Epoch Times supported the military strikes. Several mentioned they were hoping for a quick end to the conflict and lamented civilian casualties. But all expressed hope that Iranian citizens might soon gain the freedom that they have long sought. People were dancing in the streets, Yadegari told the Epoch Times, adding that the people were praising President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for their joint operation against Iran. America's Operation Epic Fury and Israel's Operation Roaring Lion launched together a couple hours after dawn in Iran on February 28th. Airstrikes hit key targets, including weapon sites and the compound of the Supreme Leader, killing him and many other top officials. In the U.S. Capitol, about 200 supporters waved American and Iranian flags and shouted thanks to President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. A large banner said, "Thank you, President Trump," next to a photo of the president. During the march from the World War I Memorial Park toward the White House, participants chanted, "USA," and "Make Iran Great Again." One sign read, "This is not a war. It's a rescue mission." A separate march in Washington, near the Georgetown neighborhood, drew an even larger crowd later in the day, a video posted on X shows. With this military operation, Trump is fulfilling a pledge he made to help persecuted Iranian protesters on January 13th, several interviewees said. The president encouraged Iranian patriots to continue protests that began in late December 2025, even though Iranian government forces were arresting and killing them by the thousands. "Help is on its way," he pledged at the time. "Help is here. Now, help is here, but it is in an early stage," Ray Sharifi, a California grandfather who was born in Iran, told the Epoch Times. Late Friday night, when he went to bed at his San Diego home, Sharifi had a feeling that the United States might act against Iran. He spotted a news alert flash across his cell phone, confirming the airstrikes. "That report left him delighted," he said. All day Saturday, Sharifi got no sleep as he constantly monitored news reports. Sharifi said Iranian citizens needed outside assistance to topple these guys, to weaken them. "Then the people can pour into the street again and take their nation back," he said. Both Trump and Netanyahu issued statements urging the Iranian people to do that. In a video address, Trump told Iran's citizenry to remain sheltered until the bombings cease. "When we are finished, take over your government. This will be probably your only chance for generations," he said. Yadegari concurred. "Failure to seize that opportunity represents her biggest fear about this situation," she said. Brave Iranian women saluted. Saeed Shafian Rad, president of the Iranian Association of Boston, said the nonprofit group cannot take a political stand. But speaking for himself, he said the courage of the Iranian women has touched him the most. "They're the bravest people that I've seen so far, and my heart is bleeding for them," he told the Epoch Times. The women have torn off hijabs, the traditionally required Muslim attire for women, and burned them. "They risked their lives with that act of defiance against a regime that forced people to convert to Islam," Shafian Rad said. "And these are beautiful, beautiful young ladies. They're sacrificing their life for democracy and freedom in Iran," he said. "Their stories have been squelched by state-controlled media," Shafian Rad said. But he believes their courageous acts nevertheless will be remembered for many years to come. Publicly opposing the regime and taking pictures or certain videos can be punished by prosecution or even death, Shafian Rad said. Meanwhile, citizens are suffering economically, he said, alleging that the regime has stolen the nation's wealth from the people. Tears of joy, relief. Dina Shikami, an Iranian from Canada who joined the celebratory march in Washington, said Iranian nationals across the globe were relieved to hear of the Ayatollah's death. It was such a significant moment because we lost so many beautiful people during his regime, Shikami told the Epoch Times. In response to media interviews with Iranian celebrities who said Iranians opposed outside intervention, Shikami said, "It is such a lie. We need all the support from all around the world," she said, "from people who can help us make our wish come true, which is to remove the Islamic regime from power." Another marcher in Washington, Shima Safinia, a 31-year-old Iranian who came to the United States in 2017, said she was crying her eyes out in relief over the news that the Ayatollah had been eliminated. "I've been waiting for this second my whole life," she told the Epoch Times. Transition leader suggested. Safinia said she and many people in Iran support Reza Pahlavi, son of the deposed Shah of Iran, to become the nation's new leader during a transitional period followed by a vote for a permanent leader. Safinia said she supports his election for that role, too. Ram Ahmadi, a 78-year-old Iranian-American living in the Dallas area, agreed that the Shah's son has widespread support. Pahlavi represents one of the political factions with support in Iran, in what is a highly fragmented opposition. Ahmadi said that, before he came to the United States in 1973, his homeland was prosperous and had a lot of freedom under Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi. "Iranians are of Persian descent," he said, adding that they and the Israelis share a different heritage than the other Arab nations in the Middle East. It's been decades since Ahmadi visited Iran. If there is new leadership, he may return once again for the first time in 23 years. Stacey Robinson and Travis Gilmore contributed.